I will come here just to eat this as a snack. If you're like me and thousands of other Singaporeans who enjoy exploring the beautiful walking trails that Singapore has to offer, you just might agree that the best part of it is finding something delicious to eat at the end of a nice long walk. So today, come with me. We're going to get started here at Telok Blangah Hill Park, which is part of the Southern Ridges Trail, on the hunt for some, what I hear is delicious, mee rebus. This is a trail that's part of the Southern Ridges, and it's in total about 10 kilometers long. I've done it before. It's a beautiful hike, and you see so many different types of terrain. As you can see, we went from concrete path to like wooden boardwalk, and we are at the very start of Henderson Waves. What I like about this walk is that it's quite family friendly. It's not too strenuous. Very soon, we're going to be able to see the beautiful harbourfront skyline on the right, and then on the left, Telok Blangah over there in the distance. But really, we are high above the trees. Yay! My reward is so close at hand. I've just arrived at the end of the Marang Trail. Sia Im Food Center is just across that car park. I'm here for what I came for, the famed mee rebus with satay from Daliman's Corner. And I heard they also have another signature, which is their gado gado. So you know me, I had to get it too. I cannot wait to dig in. I think I've earned this meal. Yay! All right, the key to a good mee rebus, I do think, is the sauce. So I'm going to give it a taste. It's very seafoody, and I think it's because of the ikan bilis, which Mr. Siddiq, who is the grandson of the founder of the stall, Daliman, he says that their family has a special way of doing the sauce, and believe it or not, the color isn't from sweet potato, it's actually from curry powder and chili powder. It's really flavorful. Ooh, you know what? With a dish as deeply savory and seafoody like this, I think it could do with a nice big squeeze of this juicy lime. And it's just gonna give it a little bit of zing and brighten up all the flavors. This is quite a popular combination now. This didn't used to get served together, but they noticed that customers really enjoy the combination, and so they decided to put it on the menu. Oh, mutton. It's so distinctive, and you can really taste the robustness of the meat. It's not heavily spiced or seasoned, just enough, because they really want the actual meat flavor to shine, and it does. You can really taste that mutton flavor. They've got a little bit of the peanut sauce on top, the same peanut sauce that you'll find in the gado gado. The star of the gado gado, obviously, is this rich peanut sauce that just drenches all the ingredients. I've got a piece of potato here. Deeply savory, a little bit sweet. So I think they have a lot of pride in serving good food. And I'm telling you, if you are famished after a long walk, this is gonna definitely hit the spot. But I have some keropok. Cheers. The crunch, really good. Oh, I almost forgot. They even provide you with lontong. So if you burned off lots of your carbs, you gotta refuel. Oh, really, really soft. Okay, I actually ordered three things. Mee rebus, gado gado, and my favorite, because deep fried makes everything better. I got their begedil, which is a spiced potato patty. It's been seasoned and dipped in egg and then deep fried. I would come here just to eat this as a snack. I think that after your meal, take some away, and when you walk back, you'll have some extra snacks to take you along the way.